Today's daf is daf tzadik, and we're going to begin on the last line of Pei Tes Amud Beis, where it says Lema Kitanoi. Lema Kitanoi is referring to the memra of Ravina Bar Shila. So if you go back approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, you'll see one line after the two dots. It says Omer Ravina Bar Shila Eimurei Kochim Kalim Shiyotzu Lefnei Zrikas Damim Psulim. Aha. What's this halacha? We all know that Eimurim of Kochim Kalim only get their Kedusha after the Zrikas Adam, after the Matir, after the Zrika. Until that point, there is no din of real Kedusha. Now, that is not Kedusha at all. But Legabe Hilcha is Me'ilah. We know that there's a din you're not allowed to be Moil be Kochim. When it comes to Kochim Kalim, there is no Me'ilah by Kochim Kalim initially, because Kochim Kalim is mutter to everybody. When does it become a din of Me'ilah? Only after the Zrikas Hadam and only the Emurim. The reason why the Emurim, because the Emurim is that part that goes the Gavoya, that goes Lashem. Otherwise, there is no other portion of Kochim Kalim that has a din of Me'ilah. So it's only the Emurim, and it's only after the Zrikas. But Ravina Bar Shila is mechadish a big din, that even though legabe hilchos Me'ilah only attaches after the Zrikas Hadam, however, if these Emurim were Yotzu lefnei Zrikas Dam, before the Zrika, the Emurim were taken outside of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, psulim, they become posel nevertheless. Meaning that without Ravina Bar Shila, I would say that before the Zrikas Hadam, nothing has happened. The matir hasn't occurred, the big, major event by this carbon has not occurred yet. So therefore, taking the Emurim outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Azara, is Leimal of Leimoyrid. Says Ravina Bar Shila, no. It's a big Moyrid, it makes the Emurim become possible. And now the Gemara is going to say on the last line, Leimik Ketanoi, let's say that this halacha of Ravina Bar Shila, in fact, is a Machloik Ketanoi.
Just one small question. So if they do go out...
Did we learn this yesterday? Yes, continue. What's your question?
No, just so the Murim are Pasul, can the Zerika be done and can the Basul be eaten of this Kachim Kalim? Or is the whole Korban, is the Pasul just...
The Zerika can be done and the rest of the Korban will be okay.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Leimik Ketanoi. Kreti let us say that this Allah is Machloik Ketanoim. Eimurei Kachim Kalim, Shiyotzu lefnei Zerikas Domim. What's the Allah? Mamishar case. Eimurim Kachim Kalim, lefnei Zerikas Domim. Rebleza Oimer. Ein my alan behen. There is no din of Me'ilah. What means there's no din of Me'ilah? Before the Zerika Saddam, of course there's no din of Me'ilah. Me'ilah only attaches after the Zerika Saddam. But says Rashi, what Reb Lezer is saying is that even after they make the Zerika Saddam, there won't be a din of Me'ilah. Why? Because of the fact that these Emurim were Yotzu. They left the Azara before the Zerika Saddam. So even after the Zerika Saddam, Me'ilah will not touch them, will not affect them.
Why is my employer not allowed to do work with the God? The only thing you understand before even being as a Kohen.
Yeah. That's because Kedusha Osei Merachem.
That's especially
then Kedusha Osei Merachem.
When you designate a Kohen to be used as a Kohen, then should have a Kedusha too?
Yeah, that's true. By Kodshik Kudushim, the Din of Me'ilah applies immediately. Same thing, we got the Bechor is Kedusha Osei Merachem. Kochim Kalim, there's no din of Me'ilah on the carbon itself, only on the Emurim and only after the Zerika Saddam. So Blaza says that even though you've already done now the Zerika Saddam, Me'ilah will not attach to it because these Emurim were Yotzu before the Zerika Saddam. As a result of the matter, the Zerika Saddam, normally three halachas would attach to every carbon. Number one, it can become pigle. If you leave it beyond the time limit, it can become noiser. And if something touches it, it can have the din of the tumas aguf of the kochim. Here, however, because of the fact that the zrika was done after the emurim were already yotzu, and the yotzu was before the zrika sedam, so not only will me'ila not attach, but these three halachas, the pigle, noiser, v'tame, will not attach. So for instance, a pigle, we've been always saying from the beginning of the Masechta, you always have to have something pigle perfect. Here it's not going to be pigle perfect. Why is it not going to be pickle perfect? Because for pickle perfect, you have to have that the matir, which is the dam, should be matir, the bosser, and the emurim. Here, the matir, the dam, is not going to be matir, the emurim, because these emurim have become possible. They're no good. So therefore, it wasn't pickle perfect, and the pickle will not attach to this carbon. Same thing with Gabi, the din of Noiser. Noiser explains Rashi is only by a type of carbon which can be eaten. These emurim cannot be eaten by the mizbeach. These emurim are supposed to go on the mizbeach, but they're not allowed to go on the mizbeach because they became possible. So therefore, beyond the time limit, there won't be a din of Noiser because there was no heter and bishas, the irregular time limit. The tame means that if the normally the carbon, every regular carbon is mutter to tohoirim to heat. However, here you will not be able to have these emurim go on the mizbeach. So therefore, the din of tame which we normally apply won't be applying to these emurim. So bottom line is, we see lechoyre the blazer holds word for word like Ravina Bar Shila, that because of the fact that these emurim were yotzel lefnei zrikas damim, they became disqualified and none of these halachas apply. What Rabbi Kiva Omer? No, Mi'alim Behen. And after the Zrikas Adam, there will be a din of Me'ila. V'chayav Nalei Mishem Pikel Nois V'Tomei. In other words, all regular halachas apply, even though these Emurim left the Azara before the Zrikas Adam. It's looking more, my love, isn't the Machlokes talking about B'dehoder Ailinu Pligi, that the Emurim that went out have returned into the Azara, they're back in the Azara. Ubahopligi, and what's their machlokes? The Marsava Nifsali Biyoitze, Marsava Nifsali Biyoitze. Lechoira, their machlokes is smack on top of exactly what Ravina Bar Shila said. Ravina Bar Shila said that Emurim Kachim Kam that went out become possible. That's what Reb Lezer holds. And that's why none of the normal halachas which would attach to a carbon will attach over here, because it's possible. And the other man says, no, it doesn't become possible. But both of them are talking about that it's Bahadur Ailinu that they brought back the Emurim into the Azara, but nevertheless, Reb Lezer says it's already too late, it's already possible. And Mar Savar and Rekiva says, no, it doesn't become possible. So we see Lechay Lebe Ketanoi. Amra Papa Nishkarai. Bahadur Ailinu Kuliyam Aloi Pli. When you brought back the Emurim into the base of English, everybody would agree that from now on, Me'ila attaches, and Noiser, and Pegel, and Tomei, everything attaches. The Machlokes is where they left them outside, and didn't bring them back into the Azara. The Machlokes is the Marsava, Ein Zerika Me'elis Li'yotze, or Marsava Zerika Me'elis Li'yotze. In other words, we started off assuming that the Machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva was exactly the halacha of Ravina Bar Shila. The Gemara says, no. Skon Zayin, everybody would agree that Ravina Bar Shila is wrong. Meaning, that if you would go and bring back the Emurim into the Azara, even though they went out, no problem, they do not become possible b'yotze. Not like Ravina Bar Shila. And therefore they're not possible. And from this point on, if you make a normal zrika, else is fine and good. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes is that you didn't bring them back in. You left these emurim outside the Azara at the time of the Zrika Saddam. He left it out at the time of the Zrika Saddam. Then the question is whether the Zrika will help on something which is not present. The emurim are absent. They're outside of the Azara. Can Zrika help when the emurim are outside the Azara? And that's the machlokes. So therefore it has nothing to do with Ravina Bar Shila. Both of them would disagree vehemently with Ravina Bar Shila, and they would hold that even though the Emurim went out before the Zrika Saddam, they do not become possible. So bring them back in and continue the Avodah the way you would normally do it. The Machlokes is when they left it outside and they didn't bring it back in. Frankly more, that's a pshat of Rav Papa. V'Rav Papa hu diyomer b'di istnu avroi kuliyam aloi pligi. But the Ailin Legavoi Pligi, Rav Papa, in a different connection, which we're going to discuss in a moment, said that the machloikis between Reb Lezer and Rav Akiva is punk faket. He said, Rav Papa, the Omer, but isno avroi kuli amloi pligi. If it remained outside, everybody would agree that it's no good and remains possible. It's b'raylin l'gavoy bli. When you bring it inside, that's where the machloikis is. And l'choyer, that's the same as what we were saying before. The emurim that came back inside, that's how we understood originally the machloikis Reb Elezer Reb Akiva. And that's where Papa said, no. But it's not right, b'ligi. That the machloik is a punk faket, but had I lino kuli amalai pligi. And here a pop is saying, but I lino kuli amalai pligi. What's going on? The pop is being soysen himself. Where's the machloik is? When the emurim remained outside, or they came back inside. Every morhani mili, this rapapa that we just spoke about, the second rapapa is gabi shte halechem. Ah, the lav guve de zivcha. Avliburim de guve de zivcha. Hu de bidisnor avroi pligi. What's going on over here? The second rapapa is not talking about a case of emurim. He's talking about a case of shtei halechem. What's shtei halechem? Shtei halechem is a special korban that you have on Shavuos, once a year on Shavuos. What's the matter of the shtei halechem? There are two kvosim which are brought, and those kvosim are the famous shalmei tzibur. That's the only time a year that you have shlom of the tzibur. And to be matter the shtei halechem, what you have to do is you have to shecht the two kvosim, and you have to be zoyrik the dam of the two kvosim on the mizbeach. And from that point on, the shtei halechem are mutter b'achila to the kahan. But until that point, you can't eat them because you need the matter of the dam of the shtei kvosim. Aha. Okay. Izokets the Gemara, what happens if the Shtei Alecha were not present in the Azara at the time of the Zrikas Hadam of the Shnei Kvasim? Would the Dam of the Shnei Kvasim, would that go and be Matir, would it be Matir, the Shtei Alecha? So there again we have a machlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Akiva, legabe the Zrika of the two Kvasim, when the Shtei Halechem was outside the Azar. So Rav Papa explained, Rav Papa the Omer bit Isnu Avroi Kuli Amalei Pli. When the two Lechem are outside the Azar, and you're doing the Zrika Saddam in the Azar, everybody would agree that the Zrika will not help to be matter the Shtei Halechem. But Alin LeGavoi Pli, it's only when you brought the Shtei Halechem back inside. It was initially outside, and now you brought them back inside. That's where you have machlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Akiva, whether or not the Zrikas Adam will now be matter the Shtei Halechem. Kum techois, that the same Rav Papa is interpreting the machlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Akiva differently in different connections. Meaning, in our case of the Emurim, that we yotzel of the Zrikas Adam, says Rav Papa, if the Emurim came back in, everybody would agree that the Zrika would help. And there would be a din of Me'ila, and there would be a din of Pigel, and a din of the Noiser and Tommy. It does not become possible. Where's the Machloik is? Where it remained outside, where the Emurim remained outside. That's Machloik Reb Elezer mit Reb Akiva. Here, the Gabi Shtei Halecha is punk fakert. Rav Papa says, but Isla Avroi, if the Shtei Halecha remained outside, Kuli Amaloi Pligi, that it would not be good. Where's the machloikis? That Alin LeGavoy, when they brought them inside, that's where the machloikis is. So the obvious question is, why does Rav Papa explain the two cases differently? Why doesn't he say that they're both exactly the same? That in both cases, Reb Elezer and Akiva either argue when the Emurim and Shtei Halechem stayed outside, or in both cases when they came back inside, and instead Rav Papa reverses it. Mark explains, Hani Mili Gabi Shtei Halechem, the Lav Gufi the Zivcho. The Shtei Halechem is not part of the carbon itself. It's secondary to the carbon. You have the Shnei Kvasim, and you have the Shtei Halechem. Aveimurim de Gufei de Zivcho, Veimurim, which is part and parcel of the Zevach, oh, but it's no Avroi Peligi. When they happen to be outside, that's the Machlekes. Once it comes back inside, it's been reunited, so to speak, with its carbon, then everybody would agree that it works. The only Machlekes is if it remained outside. Anyway, bottom line is, we had started off our Gemara with the halacha of Ravina bar Shila. We wanted to say that the machloikis Reb Elezer Reb Akiva is the exact machloikis on his halacha, and therefore the halacha of Ravina bar Shila is totally in a machloikis tanoim. Says, Gemara, you have no raya, says Rav Papa, because it could be they both disagree with Ravina bar Shila, and their machloikis is only when the Emurim remained outside during the time of the Zrika. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah now.
It's interesting, you had a machlokas amoraim last week with regard to Pershu, Loyalu, and they said that if they're all intact, then the Zrika is Moelet, or at least with regard to Neila, it is Moelet or isn't Moelet. And it seems that if it's intact and it's inside the Azara, it should be at least no worse or no better than when it goes outside at all with regard to the Zrika. It's hard to understand exactly why here it would be different, that everybody holds, that once it's outside it comes back in.
The Pirshu that you're referring to, isn't that referring to that the part of the Aver fell off? In other words, it wasn't complete? And
yeah,
part of it is dangling? Zrika,
exactly.
Okay, but both of them are inside the Mizbeah, inside the...
And nonetheless, they hold that Mi'ilah would not apply to it because it wasn't intact during the time when they did the Zrika. That was the whole thing, right? The point of the Zrika, whether it was all intact and then the Zrika's mo'elet for it in order to either take it out of Mi'ilah or take it in Mi'ilah.
Wasn't there an Ola Kachi Kachi?
Right.
So this is Kachin Kalim.
So
Me'ilah doesn't attach to Kachin Kachin with the Matir, with the Zrika. It's in fact, it ends with the Zrika, doesn't it?
Right, but that's exactly what he's talking about.
We'll have to look up the Gemara to see whether they're consistent or not. So the Gemara writes, Oifis Koidman. In our Mishnah we said that Oifis come before Menachis. Why do Oifis come before Menachis? Because Oifos are considered to be as Ashtikal Mine Damim, while the Menachas have no Dam and Vav, because Mincha is Mincha. If you find Dam and Mincha, it's a big, big problem. Anyway, so Oifos come to Menachim, they say Mine Dam. So you state Mincha. So to Yomara, I, Adra, Menachas come. Why don't we say Menachas come first? Shekin Yeshna and Betzibor. So we already learned yesterday that the Mishnah enumerated the priorities between different Kabbalists. So one of the priorities is that Oifos, if you have to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen is faced with bringing either the Chatzos Oif or the Oilos Oif or a Karban Mincha, he should bring the Oif before because the Oif is Mine Damim and Menachas are not Mine Dam. Frank Tamar, why? Adrav Menachas Karban Mincha. Why don't we say the Mincha comes first? Sheken Yeshnon Betzibur Kibiyachet. We find Menachas which are a Karban Tzibur. That the average mincha, of course, is not a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon yochid. But there are two times a year where you have menachos which are carbon tzibur. Which ones are those? The minchas u'oimer that is brought on Pesach, and the shteir lachem which is brought on Shavuos, which we just spoke about a moment ago. Masha'enkein, oifos are never betzibur. And for the more, after lachem, mini dom madif. Although, avad, you're right, that menachos have a certain mala, a certain quality, that an oifis does not have. Nevertheless, the quality of Mine Dam is still considered to be the superseding, overriding quality, and that's more important than the fact of Tzibur Kibiyachet by Menachas. Okay, then we had our Mishnah, we had a Minchas Choyte and a Minchas Nedova. Bush state in the Mishnah that if the Kohen has to bring a Minchas Choyte and a Minchas Nedova, he should rather bring the Minchas Choyte first, Neshubo Alechet. The Minchas Choyte has a special quality that it's being mechaper for a chayt. So therefore, it should go before Minchas Tadava, which is Taman Adava. Frank Timur Adrav Minchas Tadava Kedemis. She came to Una Shemen Ulevoina. We know a regular Mincha, you have to put Shemen Ulevoina. We don't put on a Minchas Choyte Shemen Ulevoina. The reason why we don't put a Shemen Ulevoina on, so the person should not be Mizgah and say, hey, look what a beautiful carbon I brought. He's a Choyte. So therefore, he brings what we call a Mincha Chareva. So therefore, why don't I say Minchas Adava comes first? Nevertheless, because of the fact Minchas Choyte is Meratzitz Machaper, that has a certain adifus, a certain priority over Minchas Adava, which overrides the Shemen Ulevoina factor. Minchas Choyte or Minchas Adava. Eiz mehen koydemes. If I have a Minchas Choyte or Minchas Adava, which one comes first? Minchas Soite, of course, is referring to Chas V'Sholem, a woman that's suspected of adultery, and therefore she has to bring her carbon mincha. And Minchas Adav is a regular person bringing carbon mincha. Says Ben Kedemus, which one should the Kohen do first? Minchas Adav Kadma, she came to Una Shemen Ulevoina. That's to Shemen Ulevoina as a mala. The Minchas Soite doesn't have Shemen Ulevoina. I dilma minchas soite kadma shkein bo'o levayr ovoin. The minchas soite has a special quality to it, although it's not mechaper, however it's mevayr ovoin. You'll be able to tell afterwards by putting the, and afterwards as part of the whole ritual. Ceremony and ritual that you have with the soite, you'll be able to see whether or not shitaka did the aveira or not. So I bazoi, maybe that has an adifus, it has priority. It's Tosh Shema. Let's go back to our Mishnah.
It should be common sense that the the Mincha Saita should go first.
That's what you would like to say.
Because human relations, whatever it is, you say in the other carbon. I mean, what's the rule?
Let's not say. It's Tosh Shema. Minchas Choyte Koydemes La Minchas Nedava. It says in our Mishnah that a choite goes before minchas adav. It's a mashma. Minchas choite, who the kodma le minchas adav? Only minchas choite comes first. Ha minchas soite, loy. It's mashma from our Mishnah that if you had a minchas soite, it would not go before the minchas adav. The nedava would come first because it has the shem and levain. Everything more nine nishkarai. Ni ketoni mneishi mechaperes, neishi bo'o al chait ketoni. Ba'anami bo'o al chait. What the Gemara now is doing is equating the Minchas Choyte to the Minchas Soite. It doesn't say in our Mishnah that the reason why the Minchas Choyte comes first because it's Mechaperes. It says because it's Bo'o Al Chet. Now in truth that's really one, that's what it means. Bo'o Al Chet means that it's Mechap. But the reason why Rabbeinu HaKodesh chose those words Bo'o Al Chet, because those are somewhat ambiguous terms, which are broad enough to include the Mincha Soite. Because although the Mincha Soite is not a Mechaper, but it's also Bo'o Al Chet. In which respect that it's Mevarer, whether or not she did her act
but
or she did
the,
not.
The Mincha by itself is a later examination.
It's part of the, you're right, the bottom of the drink is incorrect, but it's part of the Gamze ceremony with Medafim. Okay, so bottom line is, so far we have not been able to be poishit our shyness. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from
on
a...
On the end, she proves that she is innocent.
Right.
And this was not a minchas chet.
Yeah, I know, Hanami, but it's mavar that Tetaku was no chet. This beer is like a lie detection device. That by doing the mincha and then drinking the maima arim, then we see, did she or did she not? This is Baal.
Meanwhile, until you don't prove it, she's not okay.
She's innocent until proven guilty. That's right, 100%. It's like a beer. It doesn't say that she did the chayt. It's mavar the chayt.
She was over on her husband's instructions not to be secluded with the suspect.
100%, absolutely. So what Barry is saying is, even if we don't conclude at the end that she did a chet, she was v'nikoyish mi'avoin and v'niks of a nizra zara. Continue on. Okay, so the Gab is saying in a Yiddish expression, saying that the rumors are bad enough. It should also be true. It's bad enough that you had these rumors. It's Toshima. So you have now a brice. It says in the brice, zu kedemus lezu. This one that comes before that. Because this one comes from wheat and this one comes from barley. Now it doesn't say, however, what's the zoo and what's the zoo. X comes before Y, A comes before B, but I don't know which is which. Is my love, probably zoo kabbalah zoo means minchas nedova comes before the minchas soite. I'm sorry?
Chitin is
chashavin and soitim. The reason why a soita has soitim, as you'll remember from Mesechtes soita, because Gemara says that since she is accused of doing a maisa behema, of living together with someone else, just like animals, even though after they get married, they continue to live with other animals without asking any questions, and they're not worried about znus. This woman also is living with other men, or at least she's suspected of living with other men, even though she's a married woman. So therefore, since she did potentially, she's accused of doing a maisa behema, that's why the mincha comes from sa'odim, which was a ma'achol behema. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar. So l'choyer, that's the zukademus l'zu. So I've been poishit our shayla, then minchas, the double comes before minchas, soita. Oh, I have the answer to my question. And they were like, minchas choyta, minchas soita. That it says in the brayse of zu kedemus lezu, this is chitim, and this is oirim, it's talking about minchas choyte, which of course is from chitim, and that comes before the minchas soite, which is oirim. So we have not been poishit our shayla yet. Freiti mara, why does the brayse have to give the reason that this comes from wheat and this comes from barley? Typically, the hamechaperes v'hal loy mechaperes. I have a better reason, because the minchas choyte is mechaper, and the other one staka levar erchet, but it's not mechaper. See, the choyra raya that price is not talking about a minchas choyte. V'elamai, Muznuch sagen, zu mein Minchas de Dove. Aha, so Minchas de Dove is better than a Minchas Soita, because this is Chitim, that's Oirim. Fregi more typically, the Zutun Hashem Levoinim, Zutun Hashem Levoinim. Didn't we say before the Iboila who was, that Minchas de Dove should be better because it's a nicer carbon, it's Shem Levoinim. Mashenke Minchas Soita is a Mincha Chareva, there is no Shem Levoinim. And here I see from the Brice that the reason is because Chitim and Soita. As you might have Mitrei Tami Nokit. Einachanami, could be that the Brice is talking about Minchas Nedova, and the fact that it said Chitim, and this is Soirim, instead of Shem and Levina, Brice is only hopping one out of a number of reasons. I could have given other reasons too. I could have said this has Shemin, this has Levina, this does not. But I gave one reason, this is Chitim and Soirim. Anyway, bottom line is, we have not been able to be poshet our shayla, because when it says zu kedemes zu, it could be referring to the minchas nedova coming before the minchas soita, or it could be referring to the minchas choite coming before the minchas soita. So therefore, it's not crystal clear, and we go weiter to the next shikr.
What do you call a soita before the trial?
What do you call it before the trial?
Call a
she's a soita.
No, you're accusing her. She's not proven until afterwards.
No.
After she drinks white wine and after conclusion, then you know she was a soita. But here she's a soita. She's only accused. She denies it.
Barry is saying that the definition of a soita is a woman that has had kinoi vestira. Kinoi means that the husband went and warned her, do not go behind closed doors.
She should be with Adis too. She could deny it.
And as far as the Adis are concerned, there's a fact that Machloikus is after Soita, but the Kinoi requires Adis, whether it's the Stira that requires Adis. The problem, the reason why we're taking up the Beis Midrash is because there was Adis that there was Kinoi Bastira, but there was no Adis as whether there was a Maisa Bia or not. If we knew for sure Maisa Bia one way or the other, then she wouldn't be going to Yerushalayim. We do know, however, that the husband did wonder. We do know she went behind closed doors. We don't know what they did behind closed doors. They may have been saying Tehillim together for Achena B'nai Yisrael B'chol Mokum Shehem. Maybe they were learning Tener Ena together. But maybe they were doing other things together. We don't know for sure. That's why we take them up to Yerushalayim and we make sure that she's... That's why she's called the site.
She's indicted,
okay.
Not convicted.
Oh,
she's convicted of being...
Right. Good, let me get back to it. Chatzis Oif, what is this referring to? At the end of the mission says that Chatzis Oif comes before the Oilas Oif. If there are two Oifis there, one is a Chatzis Oif, one is a Oilas Oif, Chatzis Oif comes before the Oilas Oif. Okay. Faithy, how do I know Chatzis Oif comes first? The Tanur Ravan, we learned in the Pasuk. The Hikram is Asher Lechatas Rishoina. Now, what case is this talking about? Our Gemara is going to bring two separate parashiyos where one individual brought a Chatas Oif together with an Oilas Oif. The first parashiyah that the Gemara is going to bring, or the Gemara already brought, is the case of the carbon Chatas Oile V'yoyed. Chatas Oile V'yoyed, everybody remembers that if the person, there are three particular Averis. Normally, a person that does a regular iser that's chayav by karis, you have to bring a normal carbon chatas, which is a kizbo seira. However, there are certain three special averis. One of them is shvuas bitoy, one of them is shvuas edis, one of them is tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, that on any one of these three, if the person was oiver, he brings a chatas oil of yoyin. What's a chatas oil of yoyin? If the person is a wealthy guy, kizbo seira. If the person is not so wealthy, he brings a kan of two oifes. And if the person is very poor, then he brings the minchas chayte, which we were talking about before, the dali damas. That was the minchas chayte that we spoke about until now. Okay. So now we were talking about the person who's middle, a dal, nishka dali dalis, he's a dal. What does he do? Instead of his karma chatas, he brings two oifes. And what are the two oifes? One is a chatas oif, and one is, would you want to sit here at the table? One is a chatas oif, and one is an oilas oif. Okay, says the Gemara, which one do you bring first, the chatas oif or oilas oif? The Tanur Rabbanan, the hikrav is yeshel chatas rishayna. The chatas comes first. This fellow who is bringing his chatas, which was an oil yoyin chatas, and he was a middle fellow, a dal nishka dali dalis, he brings his chatas before he brings his chatas oif, before the oilas oif. So Timur, Matamalema, what is the pasuk come to tell you? If it's just coming to tell you the order, chatas and then oila, she'ein tamalema, l'lamichit tekar v'shoina. I really don't need the pasuk to tell you to bring the chatas first. Harikvanem, because it's another pasuk. V'esha sheini yasa oila. Now, if the second one is an oila, then the first one, by definition, has got to be a karm chattas. So the Torah doesn't have to repeat twice and tell you, knock you over the head and say, remember, chattas first, oila second. Chattas first, oila second. Why does it say twice? This comes to tell you, anytime a chattas comes together with an oila, chattas comes first, the hikrav is hasher l'chattas rishoina, first. Aha. So therefore, says Yimar, bein chattas oif l'oilas oif, like our case, the two oifas, bein chattas behema l'oilas behema, ultra chattas behema l'oilas behema, the chattas behema comes first, like we learned at the beginning of our Mishnah, depending if you're talking about the dam, or if you're talking about the emurim, v'afil chattas oif l'oilas behema, who? Even if you have a chattas oif, a klein shig oifola. But if this is a chattas, it goes before the oilas behema. Why? Because of this pasuk, the hikrav is asher l'chattas rishayim. And now the Gemara repeats the halacha again, and the Gemara tells us, it's not that all three are learned from this same pasuk, but each one is learned separately. Hilkach, chattas oif l'oilas oif mivies hasheini. Aha. That's what we had in the pasuk that we quoted before. Vesasheni yasa oila kamishpat. Aha. So therefore you do the chattas first, you do the oila second, lushtem beferish in the Torah, chattas oif oila soif, mivi esasheni. Now chattas behem l'oilas behema, mid the Rabbi Rachmana. Those are from the psukim that we had yesterday. And Rashi points out, look at the Omid Beis at the top of the Omid Beis of yesterday. The Gemara says, no, anemili, how do I know that the chattas behema goes before the oilas behema? It says in the puzzle, Baseya so echad chattas v'yeso echad oila, to tell you that the chattas behema is first, and the oilas behema is second. Oh, so that's yesterday's puzzle. Now, chattas oila oilas behema, how do I know that? That I know mizad bonai av. That's from the bonai av that we just had a moment ago, that it said in the pasuk, v'hikrav is asher l'chattas rishayna. And the Gemara says, what do I need to psukim for? Harik v'anemar v'es asheni yas oila kamishpat. El is the bonai av l'chol chattoy shikam li oila. Aha. So that's the bonai av that we mean. That the chattas oif comes before the oilas behema is based on this pasuk, v'hikrav is asher l'chattas rishayna. Good. So l'chayra, if anybody would stop you in the street and say, you have a chattas oif with an oilas oif, or a chattas oif and oilas behema, what goes first? You'd say, chattas oif, chattas oif, chattas oif, crystal clear. Not so simple, Rabbi say, not so simple. Toshima, Rebleza oimer, kol mokiv shiris chalfa, chattas, chattas kedemes, v'kan oile kedemes. The word nischalfa over here doesn't mean like we had earlier in our Masechta, and like you have Masechta Skinim, that a whole bunch of different animals or different oifas got mixed together. Here nischalfa means that the reason why you're bringing this particular carbon is because the Torah tells you you don't have to bring carbon A, but you can do the chalip and you can bring carbon B. What does that mean? We're referring to our case of the carbon chattas oile v'yoyed. That the Torah said, nischalfa chattas. You don't have to bring a chattas behema if you are not able to, because you're not wealthy. Rather, go and bring the oifois instead. The words kol mokshin nischalfa chattas means the oifois that you bring as chalipin instead, in exchange for the chattas behema. In that case, chattas kedemes. Well, that's the halacha that we just had now. Did you bring the chattas oif? No, oilas oif, chattas oif comes first. However, the kan by yoledes, oila kedemes, oila comes first. Now, what does he mean by a yoledes? Now, many people are under the impression that every yoledes you have to bring two oifis. However, this is a mistake. That's only by yoledes aniyo. A yoledes ashira has to go and bring a keves for an oila, and a ben yoina oisar lechatas. In other words, she brings, if you will, a hybrid carbon. She brings a behema, a keves for the oila, and then she brings an oif for the carbon chatas. Good. Now that's if she's an ashira. If, however, chas shalom, she's an aniya, instead of bringing a keves loila, she brings an oif loila. And therefore she's bringing both an oilas oif together with a chatas oif. Zogt unsere Breise, zogt Reb Lezer, by Yeledes, the oiler comes first. That in a case of an ania that's bringing a carbon oiler and a carbon chatos, both from oifois, then the oif comes, the oiler's oif comes before the chatos oif. And
by ania.
By an aniyah. By an aniyah. By an ashira.
Oila comes first.
Oila comes first.
Why?
That's Gemara's kasha. Gemara's saying, you just said a moment ago, chatas oif, chatas oif, chatas oif always comes first. And here I see that oila soif comes first. And the Brisa continues, komokim shibo al chait, chatas kedemis. Any time that the reason why you're bringing the korban chatas, meaning, in the case of the oila v'yoyreid, the reason why I'm bringing the kan is because there was a chait involved, l'moshel, to mesmiktish v'kadoshov. It's a chait, chatas comes first. The kan oila kedemis, because there was no chait involved. Yes, the Gemara says there's a b'derech trush, because she's a nishba, she's not going to go and have another child. But the ikar reason is to go mimatir her, that from this point on she'll be able to go and eat truma, mit kodshim, mit kibbe smigdish, all of those things. It's a matir and a machshir, it's not for purpose of chait. So therefore, kan oila kedemis. We call mokim shishnayim boim tachas chatas, chatas kedemis. The kan oila kedemis. Aha. When both of them come instead of a chatas, meaning by the chatas oile v'yoyre, the reason why you're bringing now two oifos, one of which is an oile, that oile itself is a derivative of a chatas, because normally you don't bring an oile. It's just if you're not wealthy enough to go and bring a kizvas ira for chatas, zok the teira, bring two oifos, one an oile sa oif and one a chatas oif. But that oil is oif itself is a derivative of a chatas behema. It's a substitute. Oh, the gabazir shine. It's a substitute and a replacement for a chatas. So even the oil is oif has a shtickle, if you will, up sazapunim from a chatas, because it's a substitute for a chatas.
It's just a substitute.
It's just a substitute. Ah, the gabaz is cooking with gas. The chalmakim shishnayim boim tachas chatas, where both of the oifes are coming instead of the chatas, the substitute, just a substitute. Chatas kedemis, the chatas who oif comes before the oila side. They can oila kedemis. Here, the reason why you're bringing an oila oif not as a substitute for an chatas, it's a substitute for an oila behema. Normally, a yoledes has to go and bring a keves for an oila. If she's not wealthy enough, she brings an oif for an oila. So therefore, this is not a substitute for a chatas, it's a substitute for an oilas behema. You bring an oilas oif. But anyway, bottom line, what we see from this brisa is that even though a moment ago, before we started this brisa, we said that whenever it is chatas, whenever you have two oifas together, chatas mit an oila, you always bring the chatas first. It's a zikr of the sher lechatas rishoina zebana av lechol chatos yikadmol the oila. Do zikr punkt verkehrt. We see by the aledes oila soif, oila soif, oila soif. What's going on? Omer Rava lemikra hiktima hakasuv. Zokt Rava, this brisa does not disagree with the previous brisa. This brisa agrees that if you have a yoledes aniya, the chatas oif comes first. Aye, we just said now the oilas oif comes first. So Gemara Zokt Rava only lemikra. What it means lemikra? Bottom Rashi, the last line. Shetein nikris. The inyan tchila, when the balkoider reads it, he's going to read oila sa'oif, oila 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 oila. Abaydasan chatas kedemes. But lemaisa, when you bring it in the base of Medish, the chatas is going to come first. Ukeramaran mizeh bonav, like we said before, chatas always comes first. Aye, this brisa says oila sa'oif, oila sa'oif. That's only the mikra. When you read it in the Torah writes it oila sa'oif first. And read it oila sa'oif first. However, when you actually bring the carbon, it's the chatas oif first. This the chayda is a shvera pshat.
Yeah.
Of course, it says in the Torah first. If same davak neshum kabraisa, I can open up a chumash and I see it says the oila sa'oif first. I don't. This is shver. What the Rashi is telling us. So therefore, because of that, Toisis says a totally different pshat. If you look at the Toisis on the left hand side, the last Toisis, let me cry hitim akos. Pirush bekundish tehei nikras beinyan tchila. Read about the oila sa'oif before the chatas oif. The tema machidushu says. So what's the brisa telling us? Naichidushu. Shteitach in the Torah. Oila sa'oif, and then afterwards the chatas oif. Mufarsha benech harab chayim lahakdisha tchila shiyakdisha oila koidem machatas Avala hakriv chatas kedemis. Ah, so lemikra doesn't mean the balkoida that's reading it or the person who's reading chumash. Lemikra means that whoever is going to be makdish the two oifais, as you know, when it comes to be makdish the oifais, either the balam can do it at the time of purchase or the kohen can do it at the time of being makriv, he should call the oila sa'oif first. He takes one oif and says, you are an oila. Take the next one and say, you are a chatas. And then take the second one that he said, you're the chatas, and use that first for the actual hakrav. So the mikra means to, if you will, I don't like using the term, to christen them. He christens one, it's a Christian term. But to call them, to proclaim, this is an oila, this is a chatas, oila comes before the chatas, even though the avoida, the chatas comes before the oila. As they land, tases. The Shitta brings a brand new pshat, a third pshat altogether, that lemikra has nothing to do with mikra, with an aleph, to read, but it's the mikra. The mikra means if it happens to be an occurrence or an accident. What's the occurrence or accident? Says the Shitta, what happens if a person only has one oif? For instance, this year, Ledis brings one oif, and she says, sorry, the oif store closed and I wasn't able to get a second oif today. Do me a favor, bring one oif. What do you have to bring at that time? So I would think, chatzas oif always comes first. Chatzas oif, nine. If it's been mikra, where she only brings one out of the two oifalach, then you can go and bring the oif sa oif first. It doesn't have to be the chatzas oif. As they bring the, from the Rabbein Yechiel. Those of you that want to see it inside, it's a Shittim Mikavetzis Ois Chav, which you look at the end of the Shittim Mikavetzis, go up about 10 lines. See, Ois Chav, and it says V'i. Then he Loshen Ma'arab, V'i Kepirish Arim Reb Chaim, which is Reb Chaim from the Tesis. My Paruch HaTerach Lakdisha Kodim Chatzis, and Kein Neymar De'in Terach L'mashkin Oiles Yoledis, L'kach Neir L'Rabi B'chil, B'chil Atanai Yipshat, Tochi Perusha L'mikra, Loshen Mikra. What size mikra? Kavoyimet. Im loin is damen lo ki im preda achas. He only has one preda lo, no ain't. The hero it's a lasi men oi lasa. Ukish damen la cheres tavi chatas. Her shoes be yodo. She's allowed to. Yeah, she's allowed to bring a chatas first. But she's allowed to bring an oiler first. Well, the kachik di makos. And that's why the Torah Taka says if you want, you can bring the oiler first. Avuk shehim bois yachad. The oilem chatas kedemis lo. Vatim shashira, etc. Anyway, so bottom line is, we have the three different pshatim in this lemikra, but it's only legabe certain zaiti gezach. But halacha lemaisa, if you have the chatas and the oila together, chatas oif always precedes the oila oif, and the Gemara said that even a chatas oif will precede an oilas behema. Not so simple. Beit Gemara Toshma Gafrein Nocha Kasha. Parim Koyin Mili Eilim, the Eilim Koyin Mili Kvasim, and Kvasim Le Seirim. What happens if a Koyin had to go and bring a par mit an aisle, or an aisle mit a kevis, or a kevis mit a soir? Then you go in that order of priority. Parim first, Eilim second, Kvasim third, and Seirim fourth.
Why is kevis choshevet in a seir?
Oh, we'll see in Mitzvah the Gemara in a moment. The Gemara is going to say on the Omid days, Vegan and Ali, Baltimore. So the Gemara, my love, the Chag. Now, when would you be bringing all of these Kvasim, et Eilim, et Parim together? The Chayra on Yontif. Why in Yontif? Because very often you'll find by the Yom Tovim that they did bring a bunch of Parim, a bunch of Eilim, a bunch of Kvasim, and therefore it would make a lot of sense, and that's what we're talking about. Aha. Now, normally, if you ever look by the Yom Tovim, the only time that you have the Chatas is always the Soir. Let's look at Parshas Pinchas just quickly. Everybody remembers it, but it's good to look it up just for a short moment. Lemushel. We're talking about B'yoyim HaSheni. This is the second day of Sukkot. B'yoyim HaSheni, Parim B'nei Basa, B'nei Baka, Shnei Masar. Bring 12 Parim. Eilim Shnoim, bring 2 Eilim. Kvasim B'nei Shana, Basa, Tvim, bring 14 Kvasim. That what did you bring all of these karbanas for? These were all oilais. All of them were oilais. Usir izim echad chatas. And don't forget, there's also one soir for a chatas. Aha. So therefore, you have all of your parim and all of your kvasim. You have the elim, the kvasim. Alles zeh zeh gut. And at the end, you have sir izim echad chatas. Aha. So freito gets the Gemara. We're assuming now that all of these were brought together as one. And my lav de chag, and it says by the Masafia chag that you go and bring first the parim and the elim and the kvasim before the seir izim echad chatos. before the Sarah L'chattis. Why didn't we say that always Chattis comes first? Chattis should always come first. What's going on? My love, the Chattis.
Yes, though, in Pasuk, it's first Ayla.
Sorry?
You bring the Chattis first.
Yeah.
And it's three towards him.
I mean, that, yeah, but that's only talking about the case of the Yoledis. This of Marov and the Groa, the Makos is only talking about the Yoledis. We're not talking about the case.
So what's the difference then?
In other words, Gemara should be able to give the same Teretz here too.
Right.
But you don't have to come out to that Teretz because that Braisa clearly was talking about the Yoledis. Because the price, it says, there can't be a lettuce, or the kedemis. So we have to give as our doichik teretz, all three terutz l'mikra. This price doesn't say clearly which kabbanis we're talking about. It just says that there is a hodgepodge of parim, elim, kvasim, and tzirim. And the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about the chag situation? And we see that oilois come before chatas? Malay, that's not what the price is talking about at all. The price is not talking about a chag, it's talking about a dover. That a person decided to bring a lots of kabbanis nedava, one person, multiple people, and a whole bunch of nedava standing here in front of you, parim mit elim mit kvasim mit tzirim, which one should come first? Then parim come before elim, etc. Why taka do you have this priority? Says Imar, parim koidim in the kvasim, because she came to sarabim in the sach, b'chein elim the kvasim. Aha. We all know that when we say in the Torah that there's a difference in the minchas esochim by the par, the ayil and the kebis. Shloish esorim dasel apar, shnei esorim le'oyil, visorim echel ha'kodis ha'achot. So you have over here three esorim for the par, two for the ayil, and one for the kebis. Kum techois, parim in a sense has a greater kedusha, because it has a much greater nesach, you have a much larger minchas esochim, shloish esorim. Now Rashi doesn't quote, but the same thing applies to the liquids as well. It's chatzia hin, shlisha hin, revia hin, the same thing. But anyway, separ mekayim le'elim shein nesrab nesachim. You have more nesachim means the esrayim. V'chein elim have more than the kvasim. However, what about kvasim seirim? Now, what's the svar over there? There by seirim, since it's a chatas doesn't have nesachim at all. Says yimar shekin nesrab ba'aliya. The difference between kvasim and seirim is that kvasim has the aliya that seirim don't. Kvasim, as you know, means sheep, means lamb. The sheep have that fatty tail at the end, and that fatty tail you have to put on the mizbeach. And everybody knows the famous story with Yudim Beseirim, with the goyim, with the aliyah, by the Karm Pesach, Aganzi Geschäft. So since Kvasim have the aliyah, Seirim don't have an aliyah. The reason they don't have the aliyah is physically they don't have an aliyah, but the Maisa, they don't have that special aliyah on the mizbeach. Therefore, Kvasim come before the Seirim. Okay. Anyway. Bottom line is that Braisa is no raya whatsoever, because that Braisa is not talking about a case of a mixture of chatois with oilois. Talking about all of them were oilois. All were oilois. Parim were oilois, and Elim were oilois, and the Sochem, and Kseirim, everything were oilois. No, if everything were oilois, then it's not a problem. Then the order is like we said in the Braisa. But we're not talking about oila mit chatas. Chatas still goes first. Chatas goes first. Toshima, let me bring you weiter nocharai. Was nocharai? Parkoin Mashiach, koin leparhel, davishal tzibur. If you ever had the very rare occasion, presumably parkoin Mashiach was bought very rarely, the koin Godel messed up and he had to go and bring his par for a chattas. And Gantz Kalal Yisrael made a mess up and you have to go and bring a parhel, davishal tzibur. Which one should go first? The bride's a parhel, davishal tzibur, koin lepar. I'm sorry. Parkan Mashiach comes before the Param Dovishal Tzibur. Now, what's the ride that it comes before? Says Rashi, because if you look in Parshas Vayikra, where you have the enumeration of the different chatois, the first one is the Parakoin Mashiach, only after that is the Param Dovishal Tzibur, and only after that is the Sir Nasi, and only after that the Yochid that brings the Kizvos Seirah. And in the Parham Dovishal Tzibur, which is the second Parsha, it says, Mavar Chatas Arishoin. Don't forget about, besides the first par rishon, you also have this par sheni. It's a chasim of the par koin Mashiach comes before the par helm dovishal tzibur. Par helm dovishal tzibur, koin par avoidus kechav. If you have a par helm dovishal tzibur, and you have a par avoidus kechav. Now, what's a par avoidus kechav? If Gans Klal Yisrael sins in a regular sin, and again, it has to be, of course, the Bezna Godel made a bad psak. And now, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, Gans Klal Yisrael, Roiv Shvatim, etc. You remember from Mesechtas Hodias, the whole discussion. But you have to bring a parallel to Shul. That's talking about a regular Veda. What happens if it was an Aveda that involved Avodah Zarah? Ah, then there's a special din. You have to look in Parshish Shlach, and then you have to bring a Par and a Soir. The Par is an Oila, and the Soir is for a Chatas. Aha. Okay, so what happens if you have these two parim? You have the parim of Shul Tzibur, and you have the parim of Yidus Chichovim. The parim of Shul Tzibur comes first. That works very nicely, because the parim of Shul Tzibur is a pure chatos. The parim of Yidus Chichovim is an oila. The chatos comes before an oila. That's consistent with what we had on the Amud Aleph. Good. The next case, however, is going to be problematic. Meaning, again, this case of Gans Klal Yisrael, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, sinning based on a faulty Pesach Lebez Nagodl, involving Avodah Zarah, that you have to bring a Par and a Soyer. That Par is an Oila, the Soyer is a Chatas. Oh, it says that you bring the Oila before the Chatas. Nevertheless, the power of the oiler comes first. Didn't you just say a moment ago that whenever you have a chatos with an oiler, chatos comes first? And here it says that the oil of the power comes first before the soil for the chatos.
Isn't that
Farabai
Dovshul
Tzibur
it should be a
chatos,
not an
oil.
I mean, you have to have
a kippur. Sure, if Klal Yisrael gizindik mitamas v'navoy, then Gans Klal Yisrael has to bring a double carbon. A par mitasur.
Yeah.
The par is for an oil, and the sur is for a chatos. And the Bryce is telling us, bring the par first. The par of Yitzchom is an oil. And he said, but Yitzchom is a chatos. Why does an oil come before a chatos? What we learned in the Amud Aleph is that a chatas always comes before an oila. Vastutzuchta is the chodesh shver from this brisa. Zukimara, you're telling me that I have a kasha from the brisa. The aim of my reisha, bring a raya from the brisa from the reisha, because the previous case was like we said before. Par helim dovashul tzibur. Par helim dovashul tzibur is a chatas. Koinu lepar abodis acham, which is an oila. So I see from the same brisa that you think you have a kasha from this brisa bring a raya, that takachatas comes before an oila. But the maisa, now I have a steel min hayobay. The first case says, par, the chatas comes before the oila, and the second case says that the oila comes before the chatas. The chatas kadma. I didn't bother talking about the reisha and the raya from the reisha, because the reisha is talking about the chad mina. Chad mina, both are parim. They're exactly the same. Then I knew that the chatas comes before the oila. I don't need to bring rayas for that. Ki kamrina betray mini. I wanted to go and bring a raya from the sefer, and it's a raya faket, meaning I bring a kasha from the case of the par and the soil. The what? That I ashkechon, I find an oila, meaning the par of oila zara, which is an oila. The kodmo lachatas becomes before the chatas of the soil. How can that be? Didn't we just say that a chatas always has to come before the oila? Everyone, I'm in my rabbi, mishmei, the rabbi bar meri, chatas of oila zchom, choser aleph, lichatas ksiv. If you look on parash shlach, the word lachatas is written defectively, meaning it's written without an aleph. Chas shalom, not a defect, that was Rabbeinu Shlom's decision, but nevertheless it's written differently than normal. If you look at Bamidbar Tezvav, which is the middle of Parsha Shlach, it says over there, Degam Tzamais, Vesman Yez Kishmis. Where does it say in the Pasuk? Let's look it up. V'chisishku v'leisasu eis kol mitzvah se'ela. If everybody messed up and they didn't do all of these mitzvahs, meaning the Avodah Zarah, it was a faulty psak of the Bez Nagodl. This is page 424. It's Tezvav Chav Dalid. If you look at the word lechatas, it's written without an aleph. Why is it written without an aleph? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this chatas is different than all other chatois. Every single chatas always goes the chatas first and the oila second. Since this chatas is written without an aleph, it comes to tell you that it's taken not first. That's why we take the aleph. The aleph is the always one. Aleph is the one. You take out the one to tell you it's taken not one. This is number two. This chatas follows the oila. So this is the first and only exception that we find to the rule that, in fact, a chatas goes after the oila by the chatas and soyer for an avodah zarah. That's teretz number one. Ravina Omar Kamishpa Ksibbahu. Ah, it says Kamishpa. The same pasuk it says. For also called Eid Par Ben Bakr Echol the Oil Reich Nechayich Hashem Um Nechassin Niskoy Kamishpa. I'm sorry, Nachumul.
So it's glass nine.
The Omer Mo Vishigazak. You do two teretzim. Ein Zer, it says, Amen Maru Meshvederu Bar Mary, Chatzis Avoidus Chom Chusar Aleph, the Chatzis Ksiv.
Oh, oh.
No problem. The reason why the Oida comes first, because Chatzis is missing the Aleph, to tell you it's not number one, it's number two. Rabin Omar Kamishma Ksivu. The same Pusik says, Kamishmat. Kamishmat means supposed to be exactly this way, like it says in the Torah. Meaning, it says in the Torah, Tu Pad Bagok Echa the Oida, Siriz and Echa Lachatas. This Kamishmat comes to tell you, do it in this particular order, it's like using the word Choik. In other words, this is the way it's got to be, Kamishma, this is the rule of judgment, as they daft it up.
Exeris
a custom, exactly. Well, everything is exeris a custom. That you do normally a chatas oila before is also exeris a custom. Here's exeris a custom, okay. So to Mahash Asl Hachi, once you've come on to this Kamishma, it tells you that this is an exception to the rule, where the oila comes before the chatas, after the tame parim the chagnami Kamishpat exibahu. Aha! Remember, we started off at the top of the Amud. We had a brisa that said, if you have parim, mit elim, mit kvasim, mit tzeirim, that you do it in that order, parim first, and then elim, and then kvasim, and then tzeirim. And we asked, how could that be? The parim, the elim, the kvasim, does the choylois, while the tzeirim does the hakarim chatos. The Gemara said, we're not talking about yantiv, come on, we're not talking about yantiv. What we're talking about is the davar. And the Gemara holds it up as a shikol doichik teretz. Because when would you normally have as agantza patpori, agantza hodgepodge, a parim, mit elim, and kvasim, sir? Yontiv! Because yontiv, you have to bring all these kabbalas together where you learn from Parshas Pinchas. So that's l'choy the better pshat. But if that's a pshat, the chvay tishver, all the oilers come before the chatas. Have the Gemara, hashos l'hachi. Once you tell me that the kamishpat that you have by Avodah Zarah tells you dafk in this order. You could taka learn based on this pshat that the same thing would apply taka to yontif. That when yontif comes and you bring all the musafim of the parim with the elim with the kvasim and the seirim, the parim should come first and then the elim come and then the kvasim and then the seirim. I am doing an oila before a chatas. Like we know from Parshas Pinchas, etc. Misparim kamishpat, and then kamishpat, and then this is kamishpatam mem yud mem mayim, etc. So because of all these kamishpats and kamishpatam, it's got to be in that order and no other order. Good. So bottom line is, somebody stops you in the street and says, "What's the halacha? Chatzis oif and oilus oif, which comes first?" You tell him, "Normally chatzis oif comes first." He's going to say, he's going to ask you, but your levis, it always says, oilus oif first. That's only the mikra. What's that, the mikra? You read it. You don't do the avoid first. You read it. What's the chiddush? No, you have to go and call it. You have to go and say, this one is oilus first. Or the mikra, if you only bring one out of the two, like we had from the Rabbein Yechiel in the Shittim Yevetzis. That's the only exception. Yeah, there's another exception too. What's the other exception? When you're talking about the parim, the seirim of avoid zara, there the oil comes before the chad. Really? Why? Doesn't always chatzis come first upon ab? Yeah, there's an exception, says kamishpat. No, and like the final test of the Gemara, the same thing could also apply by yontif, that also the oiler comes first, because it says kamishpat, kamishpatam, it's got to be in that order and not another order.
Rashi Kamish actually brings that business with the exception, Lemakra.
Yeah.
He brings that where the Ola comes before Lemakra.
Right.
Then the Meforshe Rashi followed the.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, beautiful.
The more well known.
What does it say in the Haftarah from the Parsha?
Good.
Now the Gemara asks somewhat of a mind teaser or something like that.
Brain teaser.
A brain teaser. Oh, Shkoyach, a brain teaser. Chatzis oif, oilus behema, umaser. You have these three together. Chatzis oif, and oilus behema, and maser, ezim, and koidem. Which one should come first? Now remember, we had that if you have meiser and you have oifois, meiser comes first. Why? Because meiser is a minzevach; it's a behema. Oifois, you do malika. So the meiser comes first. On the other hand, when you have a chatas oif and oilus behema, we had the binyan av that chatas always comes before oila, even an oif before a behema. So now the question is, which one comes first? Eiv men koy. Tiktum chatas oif. Say, let the chatas oif come before the other two. Because chatas oif and oilus behema, if there'd only be chatas oif and oilus behema, chatas would come first. That's what we had in the Amidah. So say chatas oif first, ikka maisa de kodimla. No, it says in our Mishnah that maser behema comes before chatas oif, because maser behema is minzevach. So what do I do? Okay, so let the maser. bring maaser first. No, ik oilis behema the kod malay. If you have mice and you have oilis behema, oilis behema is the kodshi kudishim. Mice is only kodshim kalim, so oilis behema comes before maaser. So that'd be a problem. Okay, take the oilis behema. Let's bring the oilis behema first. You can't because ik chatzis oif the kod malay. Chatzis oif and oilis behema, the chatzis has to come first. So say, okay, so bring the chatzis oif first. You can't because the maaser comes before that. So you have this vicious circle going around and around and around. What do you do? And the kohen resigns. He says, I don't know what to do. So Gemara gives two answers. Here they said, meaning here in Bavel, they said, min zebach odet. Go and bring the maaser first, because the min, the fact that it's a min zebach, meaning that you do it shechita, as opposed to the oif, which is malika, that's why the maaser would come first. I then say the oilus behema also comes first. Now that we have the binyan av, we have the gzeres akazib, the chatzis oif comes before the oilus behema. So therefore, first bring your meiser, and then you bring your chatzis oif, and then your oilus behema. That's what they said by unz in bavel. The marov amri b'nei tisholam yishak to bislandish. I leba oilus behema bichatzis oif ve'agbohasa mi meiser. What does that mean? What it means is that al pisvara lechoyra a behema should come before an oif, because behema is dacham in zevach, and oif is dachno an oif is nishkam in zevach. But the Teira said, based on the binyan av that we had on the Amud Aleph, that the chatzis oif goes first. So it's as if the Teira strengthened the chatzis oif and gave it the mala of the oilus behema. How did it give the mala of the oilus behema? Because it didn't say oilus behema comes first, it said the chatzis oif comes first. So therefore, it's as if the chatzis oif has now received a super priority status, that the chatzis oif has the malice even of the oilus behema. Because we don't allow the oilus behema to go first, we say the chatzis oif comes first. Oh, once this chatzis oif has now been escalated and elevated, and it's been strengthened by the oilus behema, then vagbosami meiser, then now this chatzis oif comes before meiser. So if it only be chatzis oif and meiser, about the meiser would come first. However, since the oilus behema is there, so the oilus behema strips away the meiser and says, hey mister, the chatzis oif comes first. Chatzis oif, and I'm strengthening. Chatzis oif comes even before me, before the oilus behema. Well, once it's been escalated and elevated, it's elevated even on top of the meiser, so therefore the chatzis oif, the oilus behema, and only at the end you'd bring the meiser. It's a machloikis between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, what the order of priority would be.
Seems like between the Mishnah and the Braisa also, the Braisa is the one that came up with the Chata, so he beats the Olas Behema.
Our Mishnah doesn't address
that. One's going with the Braisa and the other is going with the Mishnah.
Okay.
Mishnah doesn't address it, right?
Good. Zog the Mishnah Baita. Kol ha-chatoi she-beteira koin mois la-ashamais. If you have to bring a chatas and an asham together, the chatas comes before the asham. The svar is very simple, because a chatas is machaper on big averis of a krisis nature. Well, the asham is typically sometimes not machaper at all, but even those that are machaper, they're machaper on a regular avera, an asham me'ilois, asham gzelois, but not something that rises to the level of a chatas.
Also on viewer, that seems to be good.
I'm sorry, once again?
No, on viewer.
Fewer?
Fewer Averis than
Chatas. Oh, much, much fewer.
That seemed to be good.
How many Averis do you have in Kohen Chatas?
36.
I don't know the number.
Of course you know the number.
I know, but I forgot.
What's the first Mishra's Asas Krisis? How many?
36. I don't know. I don't know.
Lamed Vav, the 36.
Lamed Vav, okay. No.
Just like Lamed Vav Tzadikim. You have Lamed Vav Tzadikim and you have a Lamed Vav
Tzadikim. I say it's on the comments, so I know.
But of the Lamed Vav, did you bring Kohen Chatas for all 36?
That's what happens to the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. No, because two of them are
Asay. Oh, it's Asay. So therefore, 36 minus 2.
Yeah.
Since two of them are Asay, Shkoyach Bari, therefore 34. The Imdal Hu Dal is Bigmatria 34. So down those 34, you have to go and bring the Korm Chas. Okay, any Kol HaTosha, but 30, Koy Moiz Le'ashomas. Chutz Le'asham Metzoyra. Neshu Bo Al, here it says Al HaHechshir, but it's really, it's a machshir, it's not ala kosher. Mm-hmm. It's machshir. What's the hey? It's shuba lihachshir. Take out the al, it's lihachshir. Don't take out.
An Hashem Nazir also, it's so he can start his Nazirus again. Hashem Nazir gets him on the path to, right?
I guess we'll have to see the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara will address your question. Why is Nazir different? The Gemara in the Mishnah says that the purpose of the Matzoyra is to be machshir him, to be able to go.
We got Kimi between the two, you know why.
Yeah, what's the big difference?
Nozir, he was Kabbalah himself in the Zivis. When Nozir didn't have a choice.
Oh, so therefore.
Became Tomei by.
Yeah, Nozir didn't have a choice.
Anyway, but what's Rashi the Hachshir? Rashi is the Hachshir, third line of the wide lines down below. Middle wide line is the Hachshir, some material, the Kodshim, Ulabias Mikdish, Hilkach, Chashivis, Ulagabesh, Tahara, Tluya, but you need this Tahara by the Mitzayra, therefore the Hashem Mitzayra comes before the Chatas.
Before Rashi says, because of the Domah, it has to be on four Kohanois, mm-hmm. So that's the reason why. So how do you know, how do you decide which is which, the priorities?
Oh, so Kohen points out beautifully from the Rashi. Another reason why the Chatas come before the Karban Asham is because the Gabi, the Zrika Saddam, the Chatas is a heavy hitter as opposed to the Asham.
The Karban should be the deciding factor, not the individual.
Oh, we're not talking about the, we won't look at the Behemoth. The people outside. The Kohen is standing there in the Azara, and they tell him, okay, here's the Chatas, here's an Asham. So now a brain teaser. Which one should go first, the Chatas or the Asham? So the Kohen says, Chabafedish Mishnah. The Chatas comes first. Why does the Chatas come first? Zokta, because Shetan Rashi, that the Zerikas Adam by the Chatas is knitted on the four Kronois, and on the aside, Mashenke and Legabe, the Osham, you don't have to do four, you only have to do Shtayim Shen Arba, and although you do the aside, it doesn't say the Befeirish on the Torah aside, you only learn it because it's one out of many different Kabbanis. But it says Befeirish by the Chatas, it has to be done
on the aside. So you should give priority every time, where the Korban requires more.
You have to give priority to all those that are more than the other.
But anyway, with regard to the Asham Nazir, I thought the Asham Nazir was not really the Hachshir. It was only to allow him to start over again, right? Because the Hechshir was an Ola, Shlomim, and a Chatas.
Beautiful. So now, it says, Kol Hashem Hashem B'Torah. Kol Hashem B'Torah, there are six altogether. You have the five, plus the Hashem Tolle. What are the five? You have the Hashem B'Torah, Hashem Nozir, Hashem Shifcha Charufa, Hashem Gzelois, and Hashem Me'ilois. You have five Hashemes, plus the Hashem Tolle, is six altogether. All six, Boim B'Nishtai, means they're all Ayil. It's already the second year of their life. It doesn't mean 2 years old. It means beyond the first birthday. Okay. And Torah says you have to go and pay for them two more kesef. These are kvasim. They're only less than a year old. There is no defined or amount in the Torah, no specified amount that you have to pay for them. So now, our Mishnah tells us that all of the aforementioned, not only in our Mishnah, but also the previous Mishnah that we had. You have the Chatzim, the Asham, the Toidim, the Shlomim, and the Bechor, all of those. Which ones come first? Just the same order that we said, Bakrav Asan, being Makrav the carbon. Koyin Machilas, the same thing as the Gabi, the Achilas the carbon. So therefore, if the Koyin has a choice to eat a Chatzis mit an Asham, the Chatzis comes before the Asham. Not only is he Makrav it first, he also eats it first. Okay. Now, Shlom Shal Emish u Shlom Shal Yoy. Remember that you have Shlom of yesterday and Shlomim of today. Shal Emish Koyin. There's a machloikis here, Rashi and other Mepharshim, exactly what we mean, Shlomim Shal Emish, Shlomim Shal Yoy. Rashi says that this Shlomim Shal Emish means that the person came yesterday to the Azara, and for some reason, his carbon wasn't brought. Maybe it was one of these very heavy days, there were 1,000 people online, and the last 10 people, the Kohen said, I'm sorry, we have to close up for the day, you come back tomorrow. So that's the Shlomim Shal Emish, a Shlomim that was brought already yesterday, but was not Niskar of yesterday. And Shlomim Shal Yoy, those 10 guys at the back of the line, they're now in the front of the line the next day, and a whole bunch of other people with their Shlomims, bring the Shlomim of yesterday before the Shlomim of today. That's where Rashi was. However, the Tosfos is another Mefarshim learn that they're talking about the Gabi Achilas HaKarbon. That what? That if you have a choice to eat yesterday Shlomim or today Shlomim, and that of course applies, because Shlomim eats Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So which one should you eat first? Eat the Shlomim of yesterday. Which of course makes sense because you don't want it to be boiled beis hasreif, for you want to eat it up quickly because this is the final day. The other Shlomim of today, you still have time tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, Shlomim Shal Emish, Shlomim Shal Yoyim, Shal Emish Koyim. Koyim Shal Yoyim. Shlomim Shal Emish, and Chatzavi Oshem Shal Hayoyim. What happens if you Shlomim of yesterday and Chatzavi Oshem of today? Shlomim Shal Emish Koyim. Divrei Meir. The Shlomim of Emish comes first. And according to the second shot that we just said now, we're talking about a Gabi Achila, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because the Shlomim Shal Emish you only can eat until Shkiyas Acham, until Tzeis of today. Right? Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Mashenkin, Chatzvi Yosh, you can eat the whole night. You can eat it. Okay, Midraban, you can only eat it until Chatzais. But Minatoy, you can eat the whole night. So therefore, finish off quickly the Shlomim before its Zman, its deadline is coming up more quickly than the Zman of the Chatzvi Yosh. But according to the other pshat, we're talking about Al Takrova, that you had Chat V'Yoshim of today, Shlom of yesterday, bring the Shlom of yesterday, because the guy was waiting online yesterday, let him come and bring his karma today. Divrei Meir. Chat is for them, it's no. Chat is come before the Shlom, even though Shlom was from yesterday, Nisha Kachi Kudishim, and Shlom is only Kachim Kat. All of the karbonos, the kahanim can eat it any way they want, because it says in pasuk lemoshcha, which means lebedula. They can eat any way they want. They can leachlan to eat them. Can sluyim, can be roasted, shluka can be boiled, mevushalim also boiled. Vimi shlukim mevushalim is usually shluka means well cooked, and mevushalim means only nishas say well cooked. In other words, some people make chicken soup, they let it cook for an hour. Some people let it cook for 3 hours. Difference is, regardless whether the bones are chewable or not. But the point is that shluka means very well cooked, mevushalim not so well cooked. They can eat it any way they want. Lo says the toich. Of course, we're not talking about carbon paste. Now we're talking about regular kabbalas. Lo says the toich. I'm sorry.
Medium rare.
Very good. Lo says the toich. They can put it into tavli chulin. They can add to it if they want tavli and different types of spices. Even tavli truma, different Reb Shimon. The mayor said, no, don't put tavli truma. Reb Oimer, you don't take tavli truma. So you have a truma l'day psul. Because after all, truma you can go and eat indefinitely. There's no zman for truma. However, these kabbanis are soon going to become noise if you don't eat it in time. So you could come l'day psul. Therefore, don't mix in any tavli truma.